Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, justice, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. I'm very honored and thrilled that we are joined by Britt Lind via Skype in Thousand Oaks, California. Britt Lind is a well-known actress, and she's also a writer and producer and president of Kindness and Science in Action. Britt's memoir, Learning How to Fly, a speed reel journey towards life's purpose, recounts her journey from Norway to Hollywood and from animal lover to vegan activist, animal activist, and anti-vivisectionist. She is a brave woman who courageously speaks out. Thank goodness for activists and thank goodness for free speech. Welcome, Britt, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so thrilled about this, and thank you for your wonderful, powerful work at Kindness and Science in Action. It's great. And Britt, how long have you been active with founding Kindness and Science in Action?
Well, Kindness and Science, that's been about a year. Before that, I was with another group, PRISM, People for Reason in Science and Medicine, which was founded in the 1980s, but they don't exist anymore. So Kindness and Science in Action, we say all the same things, and our supporters are the same people.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you all. You're a powerful vegan activist, and I believe because of your presence on this planet, we will achieve animal liberation, which equals human liberation and earth liberation. Thank you, Britt.
Thank you.
I'd like to let our listeners know that the song we heard at the start of the program is To Be Free by Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. And now back to Britt.
I want to get inside people's heads and say, wake up, animal people, wake up, vegans. But it's very hard because, you know, years ago with PRISM at VegFest, and we would talk about there's animal ingredients in vaccines. Oh, vegans would get so upset with us, very, very upset with us. It's like they are so brainwashed by pharma. And it's just hard. It's hard to get through. It's as hard to get through to animal people as it is to the general public. Sometimes even harder. And I don't understand why. Do you?
Well, I've been thinking about this a lot, and it seems to me it's the carnist cloud. So that what I call the carnist cloud, meaning that the non-vegan carnist rhetoric is that humans must consume the flesh and female reproductive secretions of victims. And so the female reproductive secretions are breast milk, which is dairy products, or of your menstrual secretions, which are eggs. And that if humans don't consume the flesh and reproductive secretions of victims, then personal health is at risk. And so I see the same thing with the pharmaceutical industry, which is just another carnistic entity, that for public health, humans must consume the products of animal slavery and suffering, which is the what you're talking about, the injections. Because all of that, like you said, the ingredients, whether it's in the research, development, production, or distribution, involves the animal's blood, whether it's the blood of the bovine calves or the eggs, which of course is blood.
You know about the bovine calf.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that is so horrible.
Yeah, or the horseshoe crab blood. All of that with the distribution. And of course, all the testing to the millions and billions of mice, rats, ferrets, and monkeys, and all of them. It just keeps going on. And so, yes, to me, it's the same kindistic entities. One is injection. the other one's ingestion, but it's all the same. And the vegan evolution revolution is saying humanity can survive beautifully and thrive without exploiting, enslaving, and harming our non-human brothers and sisters in the animal kingdom and and that we can survive and create a beautiful paradise on earth when we liberate the animals, which again liberates humanity.
So many vegans, well, they turned on us, yes, and they turned on Will when he spoke out against vaccines. When we talked about the animal ingredients in vaccines and told vegans, oh, on social media, I was so attacked by people who are supposed to be anti-vivisectionists, who I protested at UCLA with. They were so nasty and mean. They did not want to hear this. They firmly believed in vaccines, and they're vegans. And I'm like, how can you believe in pharma? I don't get it. So anyway.
And that's what it's about, yes. Free speech, to say these are our opinions. And I have to say that I enjoy your articles and I learn a lot. And one of my favorite is one of the articles in Kindness and Science in Action. And that is from January 2025, titled Bird Flu. Is anyone going to fall for this?
I'm so glad you read that article, because right now it's really important that people understand what's going on. And in order to understand what's happening, we have to go back in time to the mid-1800s when Pasteur invented the germ theory, which we've all heard about, that germs are floating around everywhere, and that is what makes people sick, and vaccines are needed to prevent disease. Of course, other scientists of that day, like Antoine Beecham, totally disagreed with the germ theory. They believed in the terrain theory, that disease is caused by a body out of balance because we have ingested toxins, drugs, food additives, and all kinds of other poisons. And in order to get well, we have to detox and strengthen our immune system, which is the only thing that can heal us. Now, in the early 1900s, the Rockefeller Foundation went further, and they invented a fake science called virology. And they claimed that these viruses are floating around everywhere. They didn't isolate them. They didn't have to prove they exist. People were just supposed to believe them because they're so-called scientists. And any doctor or scientist who didn't agree with the virology theory were crushed. And so, of course, Rockefeller had the money to destroy anybody who stood in their way. And now the Rockefeller pharmaceutical empire makes maybe $1 trillion. Billions of dollars a year from drugs and vaccines because of this theory. Now, through the decades, and we as anti-vivisectionists have watched this happen, that fake flus and pandemics have been invented by pharma every few years. Hong Kong flu, Ebola, SARS, swine flu, bird flu. But they didn't quite sell them to the public the way they wanted to. But what happened was, in the 1980s, pharma was given permission to do drug commercials on TV. And that changed everything. They did more and more commercials until they totally captured the media because of their drug commercials. So no talking head on TV dares say anything against the pharmaceutical industry because they'll lose billions of dollars in revenue if pharma pulls their commercials. And so, of course, none of us want that to happen. So at that point, COVID came along. So how did COVID appear? Well, about 7 years ago, people in China were dying by the tens of thousands of respiratory disease because of the terrible pollution in China, including in Wuhan, what was really bad. So the Chinese people started protesting, and their protests were huge. They were saying, you have to clean up the pollution. You must shut down factories. We are dying. And the government, of course, didn't want to do that. So what does any government or entity do when they're responsible for great destruction? What do? Blame a virus. So that's what they did in this case. They told the Chinese people, you're not dying of pollution. You're dying of this new virus that we found. So go home, lock down, wear masks. We're in total control of this. There is no pollution. It's a virus. And so that's what people did. And of course, pharma jumped on this immediately. And they started blaming deaths in nursing homes on COVID. People weren't dying of old age. They weren't dying because they were inundated with drugs and vaccines and receiving deadly treatments. No, it's this new virus. And this spread worldwide. And we all know what happened. The virus was never isolated, couldn't be proven to exist. Nevertheless, because people believed in the pharma-owned media, they took the jabs. So now we have bird flu. Chickens are sick because they live in filthy conditions. They are inundated with antibiotics and drugs. They're up to their eyeballs in their own feces. They can hardly move. And chickens were dying because of the horrible conditions in which they were being raised. So what to do? Blame a virus. That's what they always do. Blame a virus, killed millions of chickens, 43 million so far. Get money from the government. And so far, the USDA has given factory farmers who make their own animals sick and kill them over $2 billion and are prepared to give them more. And of course, pharma has to get into this because they have to sell vaccines. So HHS has $4.8 million in vaccines stored up. But giving vaccines to millions of chickens, that'd be really hard. So, of course, they have to say this virus is spreading to other animals, other farm animals. Animals, wild birds in the sky, cats, and of course, humans. So All the drug companies are chomping at the bit to vaccinate the people and have another cash bonanza like they did with COVID. And that's the whole point of these viruses. So what makes me feel really, really sad is that animal people, farm sanctuary people, animal welfare people, animal farm rescue people, they all are as brainwashed as the general public. They don't question it. Where are all the vegans? Where are all the farm sanctuary people screaming about this, protesting this, and saying, there is no virus. You have killed your chickens by making them sick, and now you're getting our tax dollars. So all of this, I have to tell you, is extremely frustrating to me, because the two biggest enemies of animals, factory farmers and the pharmaceutical industry, are now believed by people who love animals. And it shouldn't be that way. So that's what I have to say about bird flu.
We're listening to Britt Lind, who's joining us from Thousand Oaks, California. Britt has been an animal activist and anti-vivisectionist for decades, and she is the president of Kindness and Science in Action. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Britt Lind.
The rise of transhumanism. People, this is true. It isn't something that I got out of a movie or cartoon. They want to put a chip in you, so do you want to let them do it? They're halfway there, and yes, the minions will pursue it unless the people say no. Unless the people take hold. Unless the people rise up and show them people got soul. If the people got soul, then now's the time to stand up. If you want stand up and be prepared to bow down
to the new world police state. This is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, because this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The new world police state. This is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, because this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right.
We live inside a systematic, never-ending war. A cross between Brave New World and 1984, where everyone is doped up, addicted to the telescreens, right down to all these bourgeois telling me my music is too this, my music is too that. I need better hooks, better beats, and I need to stop rapping. What I need to do is stop listening to everyone else, cause I don't need a label. I release this myself. I don't write this for the radio. I'm speaking from my heart. So go ahead, let these critics criticize my art. What it comes down to is my lyrics are too smart. And the truth is something major labels aren't trying to market. Your children are the target and your energy the means. We're running on a wheel, working hard for this machine. And if you all know what I mean, then I believe there's no reason we couldn't all come together hard and call treason on the violating each and every day. No, this isn't freedom, this is modern day slavery. It's time we break chains and set the whole world free. Now's the time to speak, because we deserve peace.
New world police state, this is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The new world police state, this is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right.
Look at how they treat us when we go through TSA. But if there's a real threat, CIA just walks them on the plane. It's a mafia-run business, and we'll never know the whole plan. But they do it in the name of the homeland.
New world police state, this is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, because this is your life.
We're listening to Elias Clay, New World Police State.
The New World Police State, this is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, because this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right.
Welcome back from the break, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation as we work together to co-create a paradigm of peace and freedom, health, wellness, justice, and sustainability. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts, and I'm greatly honored to be joined by Britt Lind, who's joining us from Thousand Oaks, California. She is the president of Kindness and Science in Action. Thank you very much, Britt. I appreciate all your work with Kindness and Science in Action. And I've been following news both from the alternative media as well as the mainstream. And it's so frustrating listening to them all talking about price of eggs, et cetera, and there's no mention of veganism. It's also sad to be driving along the roadside and seeing all the signs at the farm stores saying, chicks for sale, chicks are here. It's like, oh my God, they just don't get it of the boomerang effect and the golden rule. As long as humanity continues to enslave females in order to confiscate their ovumenstrual secretions, which as you know, the hens would normally be ovulating with a couple of clutches twice a year with maybe approximately 20 eggs. Instead, there's approximately 300 eggs because of mankind's carnistic greed. It's just crazy. And here we have the vegan evolution revolution happening. And so we got to keep at it to keep spreading the message of veganism.
We absolutely do. You are so right. Years ago, when I was young, I didn't even know what vegan meant. It was never talked about. Now, everybody knows what it is to be vegan. And I'm so grateful for everybody who spreads that message. Very, very grateful. And we just have to keep doing it.
We're listening to Britt Lind, president of Kindness and Science in Action. Her organization currently has a letter-writing campaign. I'm going to read the first three sentences and then the last sentence from the sample letter on their website. Dear, fill in the name of the persons, decision-makers that you might choose to send a letter to. Quote, I am writing to you regarding the fraud, waste, and abuse that has been perpetrated at the National Institutes of Health for many decades. Tens of billions of our tax dollars have been allocated by Congress to the NIH, who, in turn, doled out this money to thousands of animal experimenters, also known as vivisectors, and biomedical researchers all over the country. This money has been given to private laboratories, universities, hospitals, and disease organizations who claim to be looking for a cure to whatever disease they are representing. For the sake of human health and the sake of the animals living lives of hell in vivisection labs, please put an end to this wasteful debacle and encourage clinical research at the NIH and the many non-animal research modalities that are available now that actually are science. End quote.
Pharma and their minions in the media start screaming about how this is going to harm human health and going to prevent cure. And they're going to start doing protests saying, stand up for science. What we have to do is let people know that vivisection cannot be extrapolated to human beings. It doesn't bring about cure. All the billions of tax dollars that go to vivisection is the total waste and fraud. We have to stand up for the truth. So go to our site, kindnessandscience.org, and it's the second article on the home page. There's a letter you can cut and paste.
Thank you, Britt. And could you please share with our listeners some of the experiences that mice, rats, ferrets, guinea pigs, cows, dogs, cats, monkeys are all experiencing in these biomed labs or virology, like what you just talked about, virology labs and pharmaceutical labs, of what they're experiencing, including the lab animal breeding facilities. We've got to remember that these animals, both with animal agriculture as well as vivisection, is AI, artificial insemination, where these females are being violated constantly by a carnist culture, and that we really need to understand what is happening and how it's all hidden from the public.
It is so sad. As an anti-vivisectionist for all these years, I've seen everything. And You never get used to it. Never, ever, ever get used to it. Sometimes I feel like I can't take it any longer because I cry. I look at these videos and cry. You can feel the pain and feel terrible, but you can't stop. You have to keep going.
Thank you, Britt. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What contact information can you share with our listeners and any other additional messages?
Well, you can email me directly at Britt, that's B-R-I-T-T, at kindnessandscience.org. Email me directly. I will answer.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much, Britt.
Censorship just became worse during COVID. That's when they worked with social media. Like, we had 22,000 followers on Facebook. Then they just shut us down. And we'll never get that back. It was amazing how the White House and pharmaceutical industry, Fauci, all of them, worked so hard to censor us and shut down free speech. It was horrible. It's so much better now. Thank God. You know, we can talk. So anyway, but it's not even the general public. It's like our people who turned on us. I hope that they will understand eventually. I hope they will do the research and understand. I look forward to a veg fest in October in Orange County, and we'll see how many vegans give us the finger or whatever they're going to do. Because maybe by now they'll understand what's going on. Who knows?
Yes, thank you, Britt.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I have so much to say. Thank you for letting me talk about these things that mean so much to me and you as well.
Yes, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm greatly honored.
Oh, I'm honored that you asked me to be on. Thank you.
Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you wellness, peace, freedom, and safety.
Who's back? Cause some people ask for more. Lies play, diesel automatic 2024. Steady truth, hot veterans came to settle the score. Believe we're getting bigger and better than ever before. It's that truth from the core, deep from the soul. We don't stop, keep it growing, fam. You already know, can't stop. Cause all around your block to my block, our people getting hit with that sigh after sigh. Hard stop on all the BS coming from the telly. Tell you right now, me and D ain't buying what they're selling. Last couple years, seen the whole movement divided.
Let's go out with Diesel Automatic and Elias Clay. Come together now.
New team, fam, I thought we covered this. Damn, it ain't a new thing. It's the routine, news machine, hook, line, sinker. What happened to our independent, true critical thinkers? So woke, couldn't see the forest from the trees. Whole house co-opted, red pill was a placebo. But now it's wakey, wakey time, calling back the family. Whatever lies divided us, the truth still standing. With my brother hand in hand, here to cut through all the garbage. Get the crew back to real facts and finish what we started.